welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Gary Siegel on the line, and he's the VP of Business Development over at Tangerine Promotions. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Adam.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing as VP of Business Development over at Tangerine Promotions, but before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in business and in your career?
Great question, Adam. Actually, after graduating from the University of Arizona, I had a trip to Europe planned with a couple of buddies, and about a week before I was leaving, I had an opportunity to do an interview for the Chicago Bulls to be a part of their internship program. 20 interns, two jobs at the end of the summer, and I decided to give it a shot, so I canceled the trip to Europe, jumped in the program, worked my butt off all summer, and I got one of the two jobs. And after about five seasons, I was a little burnt out. Now, mind you, my first year with the Bulls was the first year without Michael Jordan. So the team was not very good, and I was working very, very long hours and on weekends. And after about 5 years of that, I decided to make a move, and I got into the real estate game. And the market crashed in 07, 08, and I was raising private equity in early 09 and decided to make another move. And I wanted to get involved in an industry that was a little bit more relationship-driven and a little bit more on the creative side. And I was out to lunch with the founder of Tangerine Promotions, a gentleman by the name of Steve Freeman, who I had known for about 10 years at the time, just to pick his brain about the industry in general and also network with him and see who he knew in other industries and what industries he felt were ready for growth. And I was pretty impressed with the operation he had going on at Tangerine. He had at the time a large portion of his revenue coming from one client and, looking to the future, was really looking for a strategy to bring some balance to the company. And, you know, an hour lunch turned into a 4-hour meeting and a handshake. And I started selling promotional products about a week later for Steve and Tangerine Promotions. And now here we are 10 and a half years later, VP of Business Development, still working closely with Steve, and the company was actually acquired at the end of 2017. So it's been an exciting run.
Wow, what an amazing story. I love it. So a chance encounter in terms of a great, I shouldn't say chance. I mean, it was obvious that you esteemed his business decisions and wanted to learn a little bit more about what he thought the next step should be. You end up working there. I mean, what a great story. I love it. And now you've built a successful career over there. So there's some younger entrepreneurs that are out there listening and they're thinking, and they're not quite as far along the path as you. So maybe they're just graduating, or they're just getting started in their careers and they're thinking about what are some of those, next steps that they should be looking at. So, imagining now, you know, you're in those shoes of that meeting you once had, years ago that got you on this path. What kind of advice would you give, to that new, up and coming, entrepreneur or professional?
Again, great question there, Adam. I would say, you know, looking back, I've gone about building my business several different ways over the years. And I would say be very open-minded and be nimble about your strategies and don't put all your eggs in one basket. So, for example, if you're young and you're going to every networking event under the sun, you know, don't believe that that's the only way to do it. Go to networking events, but also spend some time on LinkedIn and spend some time trying to help other people grow their business. Don't do it and expect anything in return. But if you help enough people grow their business, not only are they going to want to help you, but they're going to feel good about helping you, and you're going to meet a ton of great people and great networking partners along the way. I would say something I try and do now that I didn't focus on at the beginning of my career in this industry is be a very, very active listener. if you sit back and listen and let the other person speak first, you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to learn how to help people, which goes a long way in whatever it is you're trying to sell or whatever service you're trying to provide. So be open-minded about your strategies and be an active listener, and really go in with the intent of building a relationship, not making a sale. I was guilty early in my career of trying to sell instead of develop relationships. And, you know, ultimately it just takes longer to develop the relationship. You really, really have to focus in on just being an active listener and developing the relationship and not trying to be a salesperson. That's sort of an old school strategy to try and sell product.
That's awesome, Gary. Love that advice. And I think that's a great transition. Let's get into what you're doing over at Tangerine Promotions. So first, tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
So Tangerine Promotions, at our core, we are promotional products and POS, or point of sale distributor in the industry. We work with a lot of corporate America and global brands. We not only do one-off orders, so for example, if a client needs 300 water bottles or 1,000 t-shirts, et cetera, we're happy to facilitate those orders. We are also set up to build entire e-commerce platforms for our clients. So if we're talking about a company with offices all over the globe and the company wants all the merchandise that those offices are purchasing, to give away at trade shows or sales meetings or internal events with corporate communications, what have you, we can not only make bulk buys, but we facilitate an entire online program where all the offices are actually going onto a store that we've built. They're purchasing certain quantities out of existing inventory that's stored in our warehouses. We have our warehouses around the globe, over 1 million square feet, communicating with each other, communicating with independent offices. And we could do things like set alarms that have automatic buys on it. So if we're talking about a certain polo that's trending really well with the company and it gets down to 100 units in inventory, we could have an automatic buy order in place where it automatically purchases another 1,000. And we have full back end reporting capabilities. So whoever individually or from a department perspective is managing that program, they could have weekly updates, daily updates, quarterly updates, whatever they need. They have a full vision into the back end of the store. We also have an entire compliance team and a sourcing team in China. So we really do have a global footprint. All of our programming and coding teams are located in Dehradun, India. So we also have offices in South America and three different locations in the U.S. So we do have a global footprint, and we're a part of a larger corporation now called Superior Uniform Group. And that's a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ. So our capabilities are vast.
What, and thank you for that background. What size company, so if somebody's driving their car right now, they're thinking about, you know, wow, this is amazing. They can obviously take care of a lot of the things we're looking at, but is this the right company for me and for the size of my business? What's your sweet spot in terms of businesses you hold? Is it only for large companies, for small companies, everything in between? What's the sweet spot?
So great question. So there's really two parts to the answer. The first part is if you're looking for a one-off order or a case-by-case order on a case-by-case basis, there really is no minimum size. There's minimum requirements when it comes to quantity. So for example, if a customer is looking to buy t-shirts, if you don't buy 24 or more t-shirts, there's a less than minimum fee. Other minimum quantity requirements, like on water bottles, et cetera, will have higher minimums. The sweet spot to develop an online store and for us to take on the responsibility of building out the technology, which we don't charge for, is with an annual spend of about $300,000 across the entire organization. So that's sort of like a threshold where it makes sense for both parties at $300,000.
Fantastic. Is there any kind of trend? I mean, you've been in that space for a long time. And when you think of promotional items, other things, building this e-commerce store. So I know this is going to vary from client to client, of course, and situation to situation. But are there any trends in e-commerce overall that you'd care to comment on?
Well, more specifically, I would say industry related. Apparel in general is the number one category in our space, and it's going to remain number one for the foreseeable future. I would say at this time, electronics are number two. But a close third is drinkware, and drinkware has really become an accessory like a purse or a belt or a pair of shoes. You know, half the time I'm walking downtown Chicago and I see people holding, you know, a cool water bottle or something. I think a lot of times it's empty. But it is a fashion accessory and it's a statement. And I would say that when you're a buyer of promotional items, it's always a good idea to focus on those types of things, things that somebody may not buy for themselves, but really, really find value in owning.
Oh, that's awesome. And now you have me thinking to myself, like, I'm like, wait a minute, I think I have like a Moss Adams canteen type thing. I got another one from some other. These are like really nice. And you're right, I do carry those around. And they're, you know, they're $20, $30 bottles for sure. I just thought about that.
You got
they, it. They got me, Gary. You got me. All you got me. I love it. So, Gary, if somebody's listening to this, what's the, and they want to follow up and learn more about Tangerine Promotions or to connect, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the best way is to shoot me an email at garys@tangerinepromotions.com. You could always visit our website at tangerinepromotions.com. If you do choose to send a message through the website, feel free to mention my name. You could also connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on there at least once a day, probably multiple times a day. I think that's a great way to connect with people. But, you know, I'm a face-to-face guy. I'm a phone guy. So I'll give you my number also. It's 847-313-6009. That's another thing going back to earlier in the email. In the world of email, it's still a very, very, very common practice and good idea to pick up the phone. I encourage all of you to pick up the phone.
I love it. And I think that's a great way to close this. Gary, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Tangerine Promotions for your clients. And to the audience, as always, really appreciate you tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store and also share this with people. Spread the word. Love sharing great stories with you and with others. So, Gary, thanks again for coming on the show.